Kilgore Town Football Club on Stray FM's Family Show.
As a young boy, obviously the dream was to become a professional footballer, and I am kind of living my dream in the sense of that. Don't get me wrong, I wanted to play in when I was a bit younger in Premier League and playing the World Cup, but for me to be doing it where I am doing here at Harrogate, being in a career, getting paid for something that I absolutely love and I've always loved, and it's been in my blood from a real, real young age. Yeah, I'm in a very lucky situation, and I appreciate every single day. Josh Falkingham, first team captain and central midfield. I grew up local in Leeds, supported Leeds, and fortunately for me, I joined Leeds at 8 years old.
Wow.
Up until 19, so I spent a lot of time there, growing up in a time where Alan Smith was from exactly the same place from where I were from. He was a young lad that come through and brought through. And
I once got Alan Smith's autograph.
Yeah, there you go. He's definitely one of my idols in that, who I looked up to when I was a young boy.
How does it compare, the reality, versus when you were a little kid and you said you wanted to become a footballer?
Yeah. I think people looking from the outside don't realise how tough it is. The commitment levels that you have to put in, the dedication of not just yourself, but your parents, going up and down the country, being involved with Leeds United. It was a case of we want local teams that we were playing. It were up and down the motorways every Sunday morning, then it went into Saturday mornings and stuff like that. So it's not, oh, he's lucky or anything like that. You don't realise until you're actually in it and you become 17 or 18, you get a little bit older, how tough getting one of them contracts, they're like gold dust. People don't realise how much that takes. Growing up, it's all hundreds of thousands of pounds that you think that you're just going to have sat in your lap and in your bank.
Lamborghinis.
Yeah. You'll look after all your family when you're 12, 13, 14 years old, and so many houses and in so many cities and stuff like that. But to be able to just do it every day is a massive achievement in itself.
My name's Jed Maloney and I'm the commercial director at Harrogate Town.
And Harrogate Town have teamed up with Harrogate College to offer teenagers in the local area quite a special opportunity. Tell me all about this partnership and what's on offer.
Well, we've worked with Harrogate College for a couple of years now. We run a BTEC course which enables students, boys and girls, to get a really, really good education and also have the best opportunity of fulfilling their potential as footballers, because they train 3 days a week at the CNG, they'll play in the college league, and they also have the opportunity to progress into Harrogate Town football teams as well. It's a 2-year course. It's the equivalent to 3 A levels. They'll be supported by top-notch coaches. I wish I'd had the chance.
What sort of people have you seen come through over the past couple of years?
Well, boys and girls, really, who've progressed through the college system. We've got one of our girls over in America at the moment, so she got a soccer scholarship at the end of her time at college. A lot of the boys have gone on to university in the UK, and I know it's a big week, this, you know, people are looking at GCSE results, making decisions about whether they're going to continue to do A-levels or whether they should do something different. And we just think this is just a really different option. The academic side of it is very, very important, but they have that option as well to develop to the maximum potential in terms of football. Mm. It's a great option.
Especially because I think I often hear a lot of people who have hobbies or have things they enjoy and they have to give them up because they don't have time. Time's always a thing. But if your hobby and your love, if it's football, that's actually included in your day-to-day education. So time isn't an excuse, really. It's a brilliant mixture of professional life and your fun. So who should people be getting in touch with if people are age 16, I presume, normally? Should they be getting in touch with Harrogate College or yourself here at Harrogate Town?
Well, if you're interested in this as an option, where we've got an open day on, I think it's Tuesday the 28th of August, where Simon Weaver, our first team manager, is going to come down and run a coaching session, and there'll be people from the college here to give you the full facts about the courses that are available at the college. So if there's anyone out there, boy or girl, results coming up, they're not quite sure, come down to the open day on that Tuesday, and you'll find the contact details, my contact details, on our website and also on the Stray website as well.
Fantastic. Jeb Maloney, thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Beth.
Hello, I'm Josh Walsh and I'm a Harrogate Town coach.
Hello, I'm Gabriel Humphreys and I'm a Harrogate Town footballer.
So the BTEC course is stuff like your sports coaching's on there, your anatomy and physiology in terms of your bones and structure and stuff like that. I know the tutor sessions that he actually puts on in the classroom are fun. You're getting a lot of information on board, but the one that they're aiming for is being here at Harrogate on the pitch playing football as much as possible.
We'll come over to somebody who is about to commence then on this BTEC. Are you 16?
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah, okay. So why did you decide to do this?
I decided to do it because sixth form and normal school wouldn't be for me, and it's a great opportunity to be in the facilities training more or less every day, and you also get your A levels out of it at the end.
Would you like to be a footballer? Would that be dream, that plan A?
The dream is to be a footballer.
It's been growing in popularity over the past couple of years, so I know that the year one you did it, there was a few people, year two, a few more. What are you expecting this year? How many people are you thinking are going to join in?
Well, the people that have showed interest, you're around 50s and 60s. So we're expecting a few more, the people that don't get the right results they wanted, and hopefully we can pull a couple more people down on taster days and show them what Harrogate Town's about, and hopefully they'll want to join us.
Yeah, I know you've got a taster day on Tuesday the 28th of August, so if people want to come and find out more, they can come along and have it here at the CNG Stadium in Harrogate. Both of you, thank you very much, and good luck with your BTEC.
Thank you.
Harrogate Town Football Club on Stray FM's Family Show.